points. Earlier tonight, the Luther women defeated Buena Vista 76-52. Janet Berry, nice enough to visit with me at halftime of the men's game. As you said, during the break, tough night at the office. Luther was very good tonight.
You know, we knew defensively their press was going to be, you know, tough to handle. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to prepare for it. At times, I thought we did, when we took our time, we did some good things. And really, a lot of times, it wasn't necessarily even the press. We made a lot of just bad decisions on our outlets. They're really long, and they're just always going for that basketball. And just didn't make some good decisions tonight. Then what happens is, you know, actually defensively, we were pretty solid, but then we'd give up an offensive rebound or we'd turn it over. But like Marburger in the end, zero points.
Yeah.
You know, I knew it half. I didn't know it was zero or two. And so I don't know. I never did get the stats. I don't know what happened to those. But it was frustrating because I thought defensively we did do some good things. Just nobody could get hot offensively. You know, Morgan Mulbauer, who's been shooting it really well, was just, you know, really having some, you know, some, her knees were really bothering her tonight and just was really short on some of her shots. But one kid, though, I would like to give a shout out to was Cassie Miller. She's a freshman and got kind of thrown into the lion's den, but I thought defensively she really did a nice job. She was always where she was supposed to be. She ended up getting three steals. And against that good a team, you know, that was kind of a baptismal by fire, but I thought she played just some good minutes tonight.
Well, I think you hit the two main points in that game, Janet, was 26 turnovers lead to 39 points. So really, like you pointed out, your half-court defense wasn't bad at all.
Oh, no, and really, as far as, you know, you take 32 out of it, who usually takes like 21 shots a game, and we totally shut her down, and that was our game plan.
Yeah.
But we would just get, you know, we just didn't make good decisions with the basketball sometimes. And, you know, no excuses for that. We got to be better than that. So right now we got to figure out a way to regroup. We got tomorrow's our day off. And I told our women just to go home, you know, just not even think about basketball for 24 hours. Get away from it a little bit and just, you know, catch up on life a little bit, catch up on their sleep. And, that's all you can do. Sometimes you just got to walk away from it and get it out of your head a little bit.
Yeah, I was listening to you and Tanner Hoops halftime Monday night, and you talked about what these women are involved with at the Division III level, how many things they have going on besides basketball. So maybe that might be just what the doctor ordered. And before I let you go, Claudia Larson sets a single season record for blocked shots, 5 tonight. 52, surpassing the previous record set by Jocelyn Cook back in 2011.
Yeah, I did not know that until Steven told me that after the game, and so that's awesome because she's still got a lot of games to play. You know, Claudia's been obviously a great addition to our team, one of our local kids, and we're just thrilled that she came here to finish out her career, and she can do a lot of things. She had a tough night tonight just because, you know, we just didn't get her touches in a lot of good places for her, but she's had a great year. She's been Iowa Conference Player of the Week twice. Just really proud of how she's played, and great, you know, that record, she'll really build on that, and that will probably stand for a long time, so I'm really happy for her.
And had a team-high 13 boards tonight. Coach Berry, thank you. Best of luck Saturday, 5 o'clock start, Beaver.